We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Take your time. No rush. How's it going? We have Jen Lemmerman and Nicole Lynch here, right? Are you Jen or Nicole?
I'm Nicole.
Nicole, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Guess who that is?
I'm going to say Jen.
That's Jen.
Okay, see? Hi, Jen. How you doing?
Good. How are
good,
you?
Good, good, good.
And you're both sisters.
We are.
Sean.
Yes.
And I'd read about this and I had forgotten. And shame on me. I'd forgotten that Sean had listened to the radio since he was 14 years old. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
This is a wild story.
This is a great
story. I'm
not
sure if I believe it. Convince me. You guys found out. How old was he when you found out that he was, donating every year?
So what had happened was in what was the first radio telethon. It was 2001.
Right.
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 And Sean and I had this summer job together where we were basically just scanning papers all day long in this closet, and the only entertainment we had was the radio. And so we listened to the radio telethon, and then he and I, we drove in and out together. And that evening in the car, he kind of would bring up the stories of some of the kids that we heard about on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could tell it was really affecting him. And he went home and he started a monthly withdrawal from his bank account, a monthly donation.
When
he was 14, yeah.
Wow.
And, we thought that was pretty cool of a 14-year-old kid. And it was kind of how Sean was, so we weren't that shocked about it. But we found out after he died that he never stopped it. He did it throughout his life.
And how old was he when he died?
He was 27.
So he did it for 13 years every month.
Recurring for 13 years.
Because he heard the kids here on on the radiothon. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. And his legacy,
how many 14-year-olds think that way?
Nobody. I mean, right? But that's the kind of guy he was, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And his legacy continues on. I mean, you guys must be so proud of what even the last couple of years. I mean, his legacy gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And his impact is amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's still crazy to think about all of the impact on everybody.
It is. It's
What did you think of the movie, the portrayal of him in Patriots Day?
I'm going to be honest, I never saw it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't watch it.
No interest?
Mm-mm.
Did you?
You guys? You didn't miss it. It's Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg playing a superhero is
Mark
not...
Mark Wahlberg a superhero was stupid, I thought the Sean character was good. He was endearing. He seemed like, and I guess it'd be accurate because he seemed like a really nice guy. He was very friendly to the kids at MIT in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard that that's how he was, at MIT. So
right,
so
but Jeff Bowman's movie's better.
Yeah,
yes. Much better, wouldn't you say?
I would say for sure. Yeah, I would say definitely. Yeah. So you're doing The Walk next month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if you listen to the station or not, but I think Mutt's doing that.
Mutt
walk.
Is doing it. He's going to have a team, an EEI team.
Okay, good. And this is you've done it now for the last, five years?
This will be our sixth walk.
Your sixth straight.
Mutt doesn't know how hard it is. He just thinks you walk. He doesn't realize.
Oh, it's
hard. All right.
Yeah.
It's hard. I've talked to Lisa.
How long is this? Is it the entire route?
It's the whole route.
He's doing half. He's doing a half because he's not tough enough to do the whole thing. But even so,
I've done the race. I think walking it would be hard. Honestly, it would be harder.
So
it takes longer.
Two of our siblings have done both. They've walked it and they've run it, and they've both said they would never walk it again.
I bet you that's
really?
How long does it take?
About 8 hours.
Yeah.
What if you start running? They tell you slow down, like in school in the hallway or something?
No, I mean, you could do it if you wanted to.
Yeah. And do you have a team?
Yes.
How many people on your team?
It varies from year to year. I think this year we have maybe 11 people doing it.
And you do the 26?
Yeah.
How long does that take?
About 8 hours.
I just asked her that 30 seconds ago.
I know. I wasn't listening.
How long does it take? Does it take about 8 hours?
It takes about 8 hours.
8 hours? Yeah. Okay.
8 hours. That's a good pace.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you stop and you have lunch and, you actually don't want to stop too long because your muscles kind of
cramp
seize up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Mutt doesn't know
going.
What he's in for. He thinks it's
going
out for a nice walk. He's got no stamina. He doesn't do any cardio, zero cardio.
No.
He doesn't even like walk on a treadmill.
Yeah,
he's not ready for this.
Tell him to get double socks. You get the double socks.
Oh, you want the blisters?
Yes, yeah, so you don't get the blisters.
Ooh,
and
he's
going
to be in pain.
I'm not going to tell him that.
No.
I will not tell him.
No, he thinks he's. Everything's designed to how he looks. He's got tight shirt. He thinks he's very
have
muscular.
Have some stupid fancy socks.
Right. He won't have any socks.
You have 9 blisters. Oh, that's true.
That's the cool kids do.
You have
no
some spray or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And he'll go out and think it's going to be a piece of cake, and he will die.
Yeah, he's going to be hurting.
When is it? Hopefully it's hot.
Next month, right? You don't want to be
not for you,
not
but for
them.
Him.
Oh, you want the sun just on him?
Yes, just on him on his bald head.
Jeez, that's unbelievable. But what a great legacy that is, though. And so, what is your foundation that you're walking with? Do you have a group? You said.
So we have a team.
Right.
Yeah, we have a team. It's Team Collier.
Okay.
So we've walked every year. We've raised about $125,000 since 2013 through the team itself. But that goes right to the Jimmy Fund.
And he gave every month for 13 years mm-hmm. and didn't tell anyone, didn't brag.
Mm-mm.
So people can do that if they would like. Every month you can have it withdrawn from your check. Is that how it works?
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hardly hurts at all. Right?
No, it's a great way to honor him, too. It's a great way to honor him. That's great. Well, thank you so much, and good luck next month, and we'll see you soon, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.